Dead Happy, Happy Head, Book 2, written by Josh Silver and read by Hugh Parmenter. I can smell dead fish and blood, putrid, metallic, mingled with salty air.
Seb, move!
Fragments of memory begin to circle. The Happy Head building, sterile and white. A video playing in the assembly room. The coach. A bitter pill. A blindfold pulled over my eyes. The ground lurches beneath me. A hand on my shoulder.
Come on!
I'm sitting on the floor. Something is moving around me in the darkness. Something wet. Seeping into the fabric of my clothes. My shoes weighing me down.
What's the matter with you, Seb? Get up!
The voice is loud and comes from right next to me. I open my eyes, but the darkness remains. The elastic of the blindfold cuts into the tops of my ears. The memories keep coming. A boy, blistered hands, a bee tattoo. Suddenly the blindfold is pulled from my head. Light flickers. On and off, blazing white, then back to pitch black. My voice tears against my throat.
I can't.
Creaking, more shouting, crying. Hands push my chest, forcing me back. My arms twist, searing with pain.
I'm tied to a pipe jutting out from the wall.
The hands pull at the rope round my wrists. Fingers fumble with a knot, shaking, bloody.
Guys, it's getting deeper.
Blazing white. Pitch black.
Seb, you need to help me here, for God's sake.
I focus on a pair of eyes. Bloodshot and filled with terror. A trickle of red runs down the side of the girl's face, over her dirty cheek. I hardly recognise her. Blonde hair, sodden and filthy. Green hoodie torn. Eleanor. She bites down on the rope and pulls with her teeth like an animal. The knot begins to loosen. As it does, I wriggle my arms, pulling them down to free them. My hands slide out, red raw.
What the...
She turns to me, eyes wild.
Focus, Seb. Focus.
In the flickering light, I see snapshots of rusty walls. A long, metal room. Figures steadying themselves. Hunched over. Half submerged.
Water.
Water everywhere. Knee deep now.
It's filling up,
she says, breathing heavily.
Here.
She holds out her hand and I take it.
We need to help the...
The ground rocks again and she's thrown into me, slamming us both into the wall. The air is knocked from my lungs and I buckle forward. As the room tilts, the water swells and crashes over us. The weight of it forces me down. The burning cold tearing into my brain. For a moment I'm suspended, floating, weightless. Move. I twist my body and feel for the floor with my feet.
There.
I push myself up, breaking through the surface, inhaling gulps of freezing air.
Help! Please, help me!
Someone screams. I spin round to see two people crouch by the opposite wall. I remember them from before, from the facility. The twins. Leah's pulling at the arms of her sister, whose head is below the waterline, her dyed blue hair floating above her.
The knots are too tight!
Lee screams.
Get up, Jing, please!